This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea is not denying that it conducted a test firing of tactical guided missiles a day after South Korea's military detected the North launching two ballistic missiles into the sea. Monday's test was North Korea's fourth round of missile launches this month, and the second since its foreign ministry warned of stronger and more explicit action after the Biden administration last week imposed fresh sanctions over the North's continued weapons displays. Some experts say North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is reviving Pyongyang's old playbook of brinksmanship to extract concessions from Washington and neighbors as he grapples with a broken economy and pandemic-related difficulties. The Americans rejected North Korea's demand for major sanctions relief in exchange for a partial surrender of its nuclear capabilities. Thick ash on an airport runway continued to delay aid deliveries to the Pacific island nation of Tonga, where significant damage was being reported days after a huge undersea volcanic eruption and tsunami. New Zealand is sending much-needed drinking water and other supplies, but said the ash on the runway will delay the flight at least a day. Emirati police say that a suspected drone attack claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels may have sparked an explosion that engulfed three oil tankers in the Abu Dhabi and another life in fire at an extension of Abu Dhabi International Airport that killed three people and wounded six. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed to business leaders on Monday to support developing countries with access to COVID-19 vaccines, help to combat the climate crisis, and reform the global financial system. Speaking virtually to the World Economic Forum, Guterres warned a lopsided recovery from the pandemic with low-income countries is a huge disadvantage. Chinese President Xi Jinping is calling for greater world cooperation against COVID-19 and says that his country would send an additional 1 billion doses of vaccine to other countries. In a speech on Monday at the virtual gathering hosted by the World Economic Forum, he also urged other partners to discard a Cold War mentality and a veiled swipe at the United States. Xi and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi both toured and touted their efforts to combat climate change. Both are big users of coal, which Secretary General Antonio Guterres ratcheted up his concerns about in the call for real climate action in developing countries. An Israeli hospital on Monday said that preliminary research does indicate that a fourth dose of the coronavirus vaccine provides only limited defense against the Omicron variant that is raging around the world. Sheba Hospital last month began administering a fourth vaccine to more than 270 medical workers, 154 who received a Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, and 120 others who received Moderna's. All had previously been vaccinated three times with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. The clinical trial found that both groups showed increases in antibodies slightly higher than following the third vaccine last year, but it said the increased antibodies did not prevent the spread of Omicron. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is fighting for his career, and he has one constant refrain, and that is wait for Sue Gray. Gray is a senior civil servant who may hold Johnson's political future in her hands. She's investigated the allegations that the prime minister and his staff attended lockdowns, flouting parties on government property. Johnson last week made a contrite and carefully worded apology in Parliament, though. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.